Today we are on the fifth commandment. The fifth commandment, and it is appropriate. I prepared this message before the events of this week. I had a busy week and a lot of things scheduled, and so I went to lunch last Sunday and then locked in for a few hours and began preparing the message and finished it late last Sunday night. Before any of this happened, I didn't go back and adjust my notes or add things back into my notes because of the events. But this fifth commandment is about parenting. It's about honoring father and mother, and I think it is appropriate given some of the challenges we are facing. And you know, if you're part of the Church Covington and we communicate with one another on Sundays, you know I'm not preaching any of these at you. I'm teaching this for us, and we're learning how we can live these things in a current context, and all of that is challenging as well. But I want you to see what Paul says about the fifth commandment. We'll read the actual commandment here in just a moment. But Paul speaks to this commandment when writing to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise." I love that phraseology. I love that. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, he said, do not exacerbate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. This commandment has a promise connected to it, a guaranteed blessing, a reward, if you will. Said you're going to enjoy long life. You're going to enjoy full life if you honor your father and your mother. I couldn't help but chuckle when I was considering, you know, living long life if we honor father and mother. Some of that is because if we honor our parents, won't kill us. And I don't, you know, this generation has really been coddled a lot, but we were threatened in my day. And they had some sort of a pot stir, you know, wooden something, you know, for stirring a large pot, maybe a gumbo or something. But when they were cleaning out and working in the kitchen this week, I saw that laying on one of the tables and picked it up, and my first thought was not a soup stir. My first thought was not my mother has completely forgotten what her paddle of choice looked like. she denies it, but my brother, sister, and I remember well, and she was 4'11", but she had a swing, and she made it count. And you know, fathers, Paul gives some very strong instruction here. Don't stress your kids out. Don't wear your kids out. Don't make your kids be the mature one in the house. There are many forms of abuse by parents, and none of them are acceptable. And I have to say that at the outset, because there is so much abuse in the world today. I keep saying I cannot be shocked again. I cannot be blown away again, but new news comes, and I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at the forms of abuse that happen. I think of the couple in the news a couple of weeks ago. It's been in the news, but they were just sentenced to multiple life sentences. A couple that adopted, I think, 4 children for the purpose of making them their slaves. And I wish I could get my hands on them in Jesus' name. But here's the commandment, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Again, we've been trying to bring good understanding to each commandment, some context as to why the commandment was given. But it's important to note and to remember that none of these commandments have been removed or taken away. I know there is that political argument. There is that separation of church and state. There's that, no, the Ten Commandments are not going to hang in schools or, you know, maybe in court. There is that argument, but it's not because any of these commandments are out of date or antiquated or have all fulfilled their purpose. We learned in week 1 of this series, several weeks ago now, but you can go back and listen to some of the reasoning behind the Ten Commandments as a whole. They are moral laws because man needs boundaries. Man needs to know there are certain things I cannot do and things that I should do and things that I need to refrain from and things that I need to pay careful attention to. And these are not out of date. These are not beyond the ability for us to live. So why did God give this commandment? Remember, when these commandments were given, God literally wrote them on stone with his finger. God gave these laws. God gave these commandments. Why did he give this commandment? I'm going to give you a few reasons, but here's the first one. Because there are no perfect parents. There are no perfect parents because every person has flaws and weaknesses. Then guess what? Every parent also has flaws and weaknesses. Just because you become a parent does not mean that all of a sudden you know it all. No, you've got to learn some of it very, very fast, but people have flaws, people have weaknesses, so parents have flaws and parents have weaknesses. And I suspect that every parent in the room knows there have been times you have gotten it wrong. And I pray, I hope you've admitted those, the times you've gotten it wrong, like to your kids. And you're saying, what? I'm supposed to admit to my kids that I did something wrong? Yeah, it's a good idea. We're way too early in the message, but parents are in control for about 17-ish years. It's do as I say, it's don't talk back to me, it's obey exactly what I instruct. You get that for about 17, 18 years, and then those kids will have the final say. I knew. The kids will ultimately decide the health and the depth and the closeness of the next 17 years when it comes to your relationship. Who knows? Got to be nice to your kids now because you may need them to change your diaper someday. They may have the power of decision about whether or not you go into a nice nursing home with good food or a dump where they never even check on you. Just saying. This is a negotiation. We got to work this out. We got to sort this out. The truth is God is the only perfect parent. God is the only one who did this all right. There are many parents who are unworthy of honor. They were abusive. They were manipulative. They may have been neglectful. So what exactly are you asking me to do, Pastor Darrell, if I had that kind of parent that was abusive or manipulative or neglectful, if I had that kind of situation because of this commandment, am I supposed to ignore the pain they inflicted? Am I supposed to put on a happy face and pretend that all is great? This is real. I've counseled this so many times. I can think of one lady that we pastored in Texas who had never met her biological father. She had a stepfather in her life. She had never met her biological father, and she had no interest in meeting him because of what her mother told her about him. And this is a grown woman married with children of her own, already well into life, very successful, education, the whole thing. And I was teaching on this one Sunday, and it brought all of these feelings. You want me to honor he's terrible, he's horrible. My mama told me that he did this, and the reality was the man had hurt her mother. They had gone through a very difficult, messy divorce when the lady that I had the privilege of pastoring was just a child. So she had no recollection of him. She had no memory of him. All she knew is what her mother had told her. And then one day, the biological father contacts her and wants to see her, wants to have dinner with her, wants to meet her family. And it wasn't a quick decision. It was back and forth, and it was counseling. I don't want to do this. I everything I've heard about him. And I said, I don't know why I'm even suggesting you do this, but why don't you go back to your mother now as an adult, not as a little girl, not as just an adolescent, not as just an impressionable. Go back to your mother as an adult and ask some follow-up questions. And there's a lot of detail that goes into this, but that mama had not been honest with her daughter. Because she was angry with this man, she wanted to punish him by keeping his daughter away from him. And so she made sure there was a wedge driven into the relationship. And so years and years were wasted. And I can say today I'm thankful and grateful that that father and that daughter now have a beautiful relationship and are getting back so many years that were lost. This is real life. Sometimes there is abuse, and how do I honor that parent? What do I do about that? And I'm going to address all of that in today's message. I did a funeral a couple of weeks ago. You remember we adjusted our service. It was Woody's stepmother, and I think Woody would mind me telling this, but this woman, Joanne, bless her heart, she had lived such a hard life and such a difficult life, but as a little girl, her father sold her, gave her to another man to settle a gambling debt. I'm talking about a woman that's sat in this church dozens and dozens of times. You have no idea who you're sitting by, what they've been through, what they've dealt with. The father was about to be shot. Obviously, he was, you know, he was just man of the year, you know, many years running, apparently. But he was about to be shot and pulled Joanne in front of him. His little girl pulled his little girl in front of him so that she would be shot and that he would not. It's unfathomable. How do you honor someone like that? How do you obey this commandment? How do you follow through on on this commandment when you've lived that kind of life? And I'll help you right here. If you can't honor the person who is your parent, you can still honor the position of a parent. If you can't honor that specific person, you can still honor the position and who that person should have been. My biological father, he passed away at the age of 42. I was 16 years old, about to turn 17. He left my mother for the final time when I was about 5 years old, about to turn 6 years old. He had been in and out. They had been trying to figure it out, but he just would not behave, to put it nicely. And his life began to spiral and kept spiraling, and it's a story. But my father did not deserve honor, and still I wanted to know him. I wanted some sort of relationship with him. There's so much about his life that I cannot honor, I cannot value, I cannot appreciate or respect, but at the same time, I can honor that he was the first person in our family that was saved. He was the first person that led our family to church, and now I am saved, and I am a part of the church. I can honor that, but you know what? And I'm not being flippant, but you can ask God to send you better people to fill that position. And I know I feel the Lord. This is heavy for some people that have a deep parent wound, and you carry the hurt, and you carry the pain that was inflicted on you, but you can ask God to send people to fill that position. I can't promise that those people are going to be able to fill in every gap or every empty place, but I promise you it can make a difference. God sent a wonderful man into our lives, Elmo. With a name like Elmo, it's just great. You know, he's always been Elmo to us, but we named Jude after his middle name. He's Elmo David Wilson. Jude is Jude David Hooper. We just couldn't go Elmo, and he was kind enough to understand that. But a wonderful man who's been in our lives, who has filled in so many gaps, and who has been such a blessing to our family and to my mother. Here's another reason that God gave this commandment. Because respect for authority begins at home. This is a critical lesson that every child must learn. And when I say child, I'm talking to children of wide varying ages today, but it's a critical lesson because we are in a crisis. We're in a crisis right now of a lack of respect for other people. And oftentimes that begins at home. And I'll just say to every student, every you know middle schooler, we've got sixth grade and up in the room with us today, and you may be entering that age of great frustration with your parents, and you're looking for your own independence and all of that. But I hope you will hear Pastor Darrell today. The road to what you want. It is not through disrespect, and it is not through not appreciating the authority of your parents. Because learning respect for authority, it is going to determine how well you are going to do in school, in your career, and in your relationships. Oh, I'm going to respect people one day. I just can't respect these people. No. No, you already far, far from the Word of God. Because the truth is, you will not respect those people until you deal with the ones God put in your life and allowed you to be born to. Because the child grows up saying, no, nobody tells me what to do. The one saying that is going to have a hard time keeping a job. Because there's many, many times in life and in career when you will have to submit or do what someone else tells you to do. So God wants us to learn this lesson now. If you ever have to stand before a judge and you say, Your Honor, you're not making a value judgment about His Honor's character. He may be a jerk. He may be an immoral. You're respecting the office that he's sitting in. You're saying Your Honor to show respect for the position that he holds. And God established the family and set parents at the top. So we are to respect them from an early age. Because respect for authority begins at home. Here's another reason for the fifth commandment. How I relate to my parents will affect every other relationship. How I relate to my parents will affect every other relationship. Our early relationships, which are primarily at home. They center around the home. They are the major forming factor of all other relationships. I've said this before. It bears repeating. They tell us that a young lady, everything that she will accept from another man at 21, 25, 30, whatever kind of behavior, disrespect, whatever it is, whatever she will accept from future men in her life is determined by the time she's 6 or 7 years old. Can't say, oh man, say, oh me. That's hard to wrap our brains around, and Sharoya can help you with that on Wednesdays in a fantastic parenting small group. But how I relate to my parents, it's going to affect every other relationship. Your style to relate, to communicate, and to problem solve are all set at an early age at home. I want you to hear me today. There's lots of adults, lots of grown folk who act in ways they personally do not even understand because they are actually still reacting to their parents and what happened when they were children. Marriages have been ruined because a spouse never resolved a parent relationship issue. And all of these years later, your spouse and your kids suffer. You're just like my mom. You're just like my dad. You're just like your dad. We say these things. In other words, you're acting like someone I don't like. You specifically did not do it to me, but a parent did, and when I see any leaning toward that behavior, it brings up all of that anger, all of that unresolved resentment, and I keep the chaos going in my life. Surveys have shown that people who get along with their parents have far less stress in their lives. And I say that there's such a great deal of variation depending on the kind of parents you had or the kind of parents that you are being right now, and so much of this is subject to, you know, kind of the challenges and how we were raised and the environment and the climate and the temperature of the home. But I'm gonna transition into some of the practical today, because each of these commandments have helped us when we figure out how do we walk these out. How do I honor my parents? How do I live this commandment fully in my life? And even answering that question, how do I honor my parents? It's going to depend on what stage of life you are in, and each stage is going to apply this commandment differently. But if you're taking notes, you can write these down. And I think if you spend some time with them, you're gonna find this to be true and hopefully helpful. But number one, as a child, I honor my parents by obeying and respecting them. What does obey mean? It means do what they say willfully, pleasantly, and immediately. I was hoping for a little more color, Pastor Darrell. I was hoping for maybe an asterisk in there somewhere. Do I have to obey? No, that's what obey means. Do what you're told when you're told to do it. I can honor my parents by obeying and respecting them. The Bible teaches that as long as you are under your parents' roof, you are to obey and you are to have a submitted spirit. Ephesians 6 and 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? For this is right. This is the right thing to do. Proverbs 19, 26, a son who mistreats his father or mother is a public disgrace. We're still learning about this assassin. We're still early in the investigation. They're still trying to figure out what all of this is and get to the facts of where this came from. By all accounts, at least so far, this kid was raised in a Mormon household in Utah. Very high percentage of people live according to Mormon religion that espouses family values. Raised in a conservative home. But according to the early accounts of his friends and people that knew him best, is that 2 years ago, he got radicalized. 2 years ago, he started reading the wrong stuff. They're calling him a Reddit kid. He got into the online, the Reddit world, where everyone is hiding behind an anonymous name. Just in the last few weeks, you've got a California teenager who was talking to ChatGPT, one of the AI bots. And ultimately, the computer encouraged that young man to take his life, and he did. You say, Pastor Darrell, should we not use ChatGPT? I use it. I use it. It's probably my new go-to search engine when I need to Google something. But when you use it, it's always trying to continue the conversation. Would you like me to? Do you want me to? It's trained to keep you talking. I had a friend in a conversation, and they were talking about some of the challenges in their marriage, and the lady said, "Well, you know, you just got to understand, my husband is a this, this, and this, and I know this guy, I know him well." And I said, "Whoa, those are big words. Who diagnosed him with all of that?" And she said, "Well, we were having a disagreement the other day, and it became a big blown up argument. So I just put the details of our argument into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT told me that he was all of those things." It's a true story. And I said, "I'm just curious. Did ChatGPT tell you that you were in the right?" "Oh yeah, yeah." See, that's what she wanted to hear. She wanted to hear that she was in the right. She wanted to hear that it was all him. And I guarantee you, if you keep going with ChatGPT, would you like us to find a divorce lawyer for you in your area? I don't know where all of this goes. I don't know where all of this will end up. But you mark it down on September 14th, 2025, Pastor Darrell Hooper at the Church Covington at 11:19 a.m. is telling you, be careful. Warning. Pay close attention. If your child likes to hide in their room and never talk to you, and you cannot get them to communicate, yeah, somebody said it, take the door off. Do something drastic. And I know I got plenty of kids and teens and tweens probably mad at me right now, but come on, I can handle it. Let's talk. But hear me, mom and dad. You are so overwhelmed in your life and so stressed in your life that you're just looking for some peace and some quiet, and let me get out from under all this heaviness in the news and the stress on my job. And so sometimes it's like, "Ooh, where's my kid at? Been up his room for hours. Been on that video game for hours. But man, I'm just enjoying not having to answer a question right now. I'm just enjoying not being asked to make a bologna sandwich right now. I'm just looking for my own bit of peace and quiet." Listen to me, parents. I know parenting is hard. I know it's overwhelming. I know it's stressful. I know life without parenting. Take the parenting out of life, and it's still stressful, and it's still overwhelming. But hear me, God put those babies in your life, born through your seed, your body, and we cannot take our hands off of them. Parents, all over this room, ask me often, "What do I do, Pastor? My kid doesn't want to go to church." There were times I didn't want to go to church, and my little 4'11" mother said, "You're going to church." And then she went and got that paddle. and I went to church. And I'm not saying spank your kids into the house of God. But I will stand flat-footed and tell you that your 11-year-old does not get a choice. Joshua said, as for me and my house, I'm going to go ahead and make the decision for my whole house. I'm going to choose this day for my entire house. We going to church. We're going to be in the presence of the Lord. And listen to me, parents, if you stay consistent, if you keep doing the right, did you see just a little while ago, all of those were young people. All of those were students that were in this altar. I see why it's growing every Wednesday. Why? Because if you keep doing the right things, eventually God is going to get the glory, and we want him to get the glory. If you're our guest today, please come another Sunday, and I won't behave then either, but I'll at least do my best. Here's the second. As a youth, I honor my parents by accepting and appreciating them. I honor my parents by accepting and appreciating them. You can come. It'll at least make them think I'm about done. I really am. Here's the deal, students. The older you get, you start seeing the faults of your parents. You're maturing, you're becoming aware, and you can see an inconsistency. You can see the flaw, you can see the weakness. You start seeing your parents' hang-ups. It becomes so important for you to accept and to love them in spite of their warts and their weaknesses. Because what you're learning is that life is hard for everyone. And your parents are facing tough times and spiritual setbacks and financial pressure. You do one of two things. You don't love me. Or you can say, you know what, Mom? I love you. We got to get through this. We got to do this, because acceptance does not mean you pretend that your parents are perfect. It doesn't mean ignoring their mistakes. It doesn't mean agreeing with all that they did or asked you to do. Acceptance means, number one, you realize that God used them to bring you into the world. I'm amazed that everybody who's mad, you know, they're glad they're here. They're glad they were born. They're glad they got an opportunity. And acceptance also means that you will at least listen to what they have to say. You may be out on your own by now. If you're out on your own, then you're not bound to your parents' advice, but I hope you appreciate it. And hey, they just might be right. They just may be. I don't know that either one of my kids, I got to think through this because I may just be preaching, but I don't know that any one of them maybe just said, you know what, Dad, you're right. If that happens, I'm going to buy myself a good steak dinner if it happens. But here's what they keep coming and asking for advice. So maybe instead of saying, Dad, you're right, maybe the reward is that they keep coming and asking. Acceptance means we're going to forgive. Kids are going to forgive parents. Parents are going to forgive kids. It's a fact of life that we often hurt those we love the most, intentionally and unintentionally. And this is just a side note. But I hope every young person in this room can appreciate the money it takes to raise you. Parenting is expensive. They say to raise a child to maturity will cost you about $250,000. So, someone said a father carries pictures where he once carried money. Everybody all right? Talking about the parent promise today. Here's the last stage of honoring parents. As an adult, how many still have your parents? Raise your hand. Lots of you. Lots of you. As an adult, I honor my parents by affirming and not abandoning them. You see, as parents get older, they get less respect. Their kids are busy with their own families, and so the older parent, they cherish those get-togethers. You see, all of their affirming friends are dying off. I've got a text thread, been on for years. Some of my closest friends in life, and just a group of guys, but we're not mushy about it. We're not weird about it. But we see one another working hard to provide for families, raise kids, and I've got pictures of their kids on my desk, on my bookshelf. I pray for them every day. It's not unusual. Hey, man, I see what you, man, you're a great father. You start getting older, and our parents start getting older. They're affirming friends, the people that do that for them, the people that patted them on the back and applauded their efforts. They're all dying off, and now they're no longer needed in the marketplace for their skills or their wisdom. Another side note, I say this often, but I encourage every young couple, every newly married, 10 years less, maybe you don't have kids of your own yet, find those people in this church and say, hey, can I take you to lunch next Sunday? Can we go? They probably won't even let you buy their lunch, but I just want to go talk. It's going to be one of the most enjoyable lunches you will ever have, to hear their wisdom, to hear their stories, to find out how they got to where they are. And this is big, but your parents have a great need. In fact, I would call it a desperate need to feel that they made a positive contribution in your life. They need to know that you didn't get where you are in spite of them. You got where you are because they helped you. They paid the travel ball fees for you to even get into proximity to that coach that you give all the credit to. Man, my coach, he's my mentor. That's great. But your parents sacrificed to put you in that space. It's okay to honor the coach, but honor the parent as well. How can I affirm my parents as an adult? You can stay in touch with them. You can share some of the details of your life with them. Oh, Mom, you wouldn't understand. She might. You see, making sure they have a nice funeral won't matter to them. I'm gonna eat lunch all by myself today. Y'all gonna be ready to put me out. Give them flowers now. Don't save it all for then. Tell them now. I love. On the cross, Jesus was dying. He paused death long enough to make sure his mother was seen about. Hey, before I die, John, would you please take care of her? Would you, mother, I love him. Would y'all please? Parents, I'm going to ask you to be honorable. If your kids do share some of the details of their life or some of their struggles, don't call your circle and tell your line dancing group and your pickleball buddies everything that's going on in their life. It's not casual conversation. Here's another. I'm just young. I know I'm speaking to my elders. Respect. But don't try to make your child another you. They're going to think differently. They're going to approach things differently. They're going to do things differently. But you're going to be able to say, there goes my boy. There goes my girl. Look at my kids. They do it a little different than we did it. Those are my babies, and I'm glad and thankful. Ladies and gentlemen, the parent promise. Honor father and mother, and your life will be long. Father, you are the perfect parent. Grateful in this atmosphere, and we're honored in these moments. Every single son or daughter feels right now in their heart something they could have done better, handled better, said more respectfully. Every parent feels right now, oh, I wish that season wouldn't have happened. I wish my child didn't have to go through that. The divorce was ugly and my kid had a front row seat. I know they don't understand it all. And be easy to try to force them to choose. But it's not fair. And so, Lord, I want to be a good parent, but I also want to be a good son. And our students who say, I'm not a parent, but I want to appreciate my parents. And I want to love my family. And I'm thankful for my mom that gets on my last nerve and my dad that won't let up. I want to fulfill your command to honor father and mother. And my days will be blessed.